The northern deserts of Chile are the world's largest producer of copper, and most Chilean miners work in modern copper mines under the supervision of highly professional multinational companies, including Anglo American and BHP Billiton. With more than 50% of the nation's export earnings coming from mining, Chile has long been a world leader in both mining technology and mining operations. Chuquicamata, the world's largest open-pit mine, is run by the Chilean government copper company known as Codelco. Mining jobs are highly coveted as both lucrative and safe, considering that safety in the world of mining is relative. Combine the risks of young men driving truckloads of ammonium nitrate explosives, hundreds of miners setting dynamite charges inside caves every day, and all of this taking place in Chile, a nation known to have the world's biggest earthquakes, and accidents are almost a certainty. Factor in a Chilean party culture, fueled by massive quantities of cheap yet head-poundingly strong grape brandy known as pisco, and the equation was known to every emergency room nurse in the region: dead miners. The men entering the San Jose mine worked not at the safe modern mines, but instead belonged to the most risky subculture of this entire industry: low-tech, rustic miners known locally as Los Pirquineros. While the classic Chilean pirquinero had equipment no more sophisticated than a donkey and a pickaxe, the men at the San Jose mine called themselves mechanized pirquineros, meaning they operated modern machinery inside the rickety infrastructure of a classically dangerous operation. Unlike other mines that had rats and insects, the San Jose mine was sterile, except for the occasional scorpion. Inside the mine, the daily routine was akin to the lifestyle of a California 49er searching for gold in the days of Abraham Lincoln. These miners were regularly crushed, ironed flat in local lingo, by 1,000-pound blocks of rock that unlatched from the roof with terrifying regularity. The rocks inside the San Jose mine were so sharp that the miners knew that even brushing up against the wall was like scraping a razor across their skin. A stark reminder of the potential risks came on July 5th, 2010.